Good afternoon, beloved. The Lord's given us another day. It's over half gone. But you know, if we're not being thankful like we should be, we can start now until bedtime. Probably make us sleep a lot better, you reckon?
I reckon.
Well, we're just so thankful that we can do this, and we just want to say we love you, and we just pray that you'll be blessed today. We've got a song today we want to open up with, and then I'll open up with prayer. Go ahead, Pastor Nikki. I want you to come and help me sing it together. What do you say?
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we praise you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, amen.
Looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Oh, there's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
You're one of them, too. I know that I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you.
That's all that matters. The world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me.
There's a roof up above me,
I'm a good place to sleep.
There's food on my table,
and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
The Bible teaches us over and over, that we need to be thankful. This is pleasing to the Lord for us to give thanks. And I'm afraid that so many of us are taking so much for granted that God is doing for us. And I just want to stop and smell the roses. I've had such a good day today, out here on this Blue Ridge Mountain, and we've had a rain just mist just about all day. I got to work on our screened-in front porch and screened-in back porch. I put lights out there on the front porch, and I've just had a restful day with the Lord, and I've had time. You know, if you take a little time to rest, then you'll start thinking about all the blessings that the Lord has given us.
Amen.
And I want to thank him. I want to thank him today for blessing Pastor Nikki and myself with a beautiful summer place up here on the side of a Blue Ridge Mountain. And some of the best people in the world I've ever met is right up here at Indian Meadows Campground. And I want to thank the Lord also. I've had time to thank the Lord for our place down in Salt Springs, Florida, and the beautiful neighbors we have down there. So I've been thanking God all day for everything. You know, I needed a couple screws to put the light in up on the ceiling. And somehow or another, I found two screws just right, and I started thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord that every little detail of your life and mine, he's interested in it. So let's just stop for a little while. Pastor Nikki's going to bring us a message. And let's just start thanking God for all the blessings. You know, friends are a blessing.
Yes, they are.
God's given us some of the most beautiful friends that a person could ever have.
Yes.
And God has given us a place with a roof over our head, clothes on our back, and food on the table. And, and he's given us the blessed assurance that when we take the last step here on this earth, that he'll send his angels to help us walk on into heaven.
Amen.
So I just want to say today, let's thank God for his blessing.
Yes.
The Bible says every good and perfect thing comes from our Father above.
That's for sure.
Amen. And you're a gift to me, Pastor Nikki.
Thank you, Pastor.
A wonderful
Beck.
Gift. So come and give us a message.
Okay. If you'd like to, you can turn in your Bible to Psalm 71. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we read your word, the things that you want us to hear, let us open up our minds and our willingness to hear your word and to apply it. We thank you, Lord, for your love for us. We thank you for this precious word that we can open it up anytime and find the comfort, find the answer to our problem. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This morning, Pastor Buck and I, my husband and I, went out on the front porch with a cup of coffee and the Word of God, and we opened up to Psalm 71, which is called the Psalm from Childhood to Old Age. You know, I know that a lot of you that are listening are growing older, just as I am. I doubt that we have any teenagers listening to our programs. It'd be wonderful, but you know, this is a special time. And it's for a special part of the body of Christ, which is, well, it's anybody, but I know that those of you who listen to us, most of you are growing older and felt so at home and at peace in the safety of God's arms. But I didn't get to know Jesus as my personal Savior, the one who forgave me of my sin, until I was 33. Well, let me read on. Yes, you have been with me from birth. We didn't know it, did we? And as we grew up as little children, we didn't know that God was with us. We maybe figured he was out there somewhere, and we understood that he had created the universe and all that there was, but we didn't really understand he was there. But he was. I remember watching a movie my grandpa had taken of me when I was, I guess I was waking up from a nap, and I was on my grandma and grandpa's bed. And he took a video, and the sunshine was coming in on me, and my hair was just so golden yellow. And I watched that video as an adult, as a born-again Christian, I heard the Lord in His Spirit speak to me and say, I was there. I delighted in your birth. And He does. He delighted in your birth. And He delights in us each day, doesn't He?
Yes, amen.
From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. Now, I'm reading the New Living Translation. So, as you follow along in your Bible, the King James, perhaps, you'll see that these words are so similar. No wonder I am always praising you. When we realize as adults, as born-again Christians, that He's always with us, that He cared for us from the time we were born, He just determined that we should be born when we were. He wanted us here as His creation to become His child, as we would choose that. No wonder I am always praising you. When we look back and we see how the Lord has always been with us, yes, and amen, helped us through every trial.
Amen. Yes.
We can praise Him, can't we? That we have a Heavenly Father that's always watching over us, who loves us, who only wants to do good for His children. And then the psalmist says this, my life is an example to many because you have been my strength and protection. When people look at our lives, those of us that are born again Christians, and they see that we have counted on the Lord, His strength, His salvation, His protection, and how His favor has blessed us so many years since we've been become His children, they go, oh, he must belong to the Lord God. He must be a Christian. I can't stop praising Him. Can you? That is why I never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long.
Yes.
As Pastor Buck and I abide in the Lord Jesus by His Spirit, we rejoice and we're full of thanksgiving about anything and everything. The fact that we can get out of bed, the fact that the fact that we can dress ourselves, the fact that the Lord's been with us through the night, that in spite of arthritis and feeling pain and suffering, we can climb into the bathtub and out. As we get older, we realize there are all these little aches and pains and things that bother our bodies, but we can praise the Lord because we know He's with us.
Yes, amen.
And we can declare His glory all day long. Pastor Buck, as we're here on the Blue Ridge Mountains and we look out our front porch, our front yard, and we see the birds eating seed, and we see the rabbits hopping through the grass, and we see the lilies coming up, we give glory to the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we look down the road from our mobile home, and we see the little church that the Lord allowed us to build, gave us the privilege and the want to and the people to help, and the little church we can see from our front porch. What a blessing, and we are so thankful and bring glory to God. It's all His doing out of His love for us, for His creation, for all of you. He wants all of us to come closer to Him, to love Him, to know Him, to be one with Him. And so the psalmist says, and now in my old age, Lord, yes, he's praying, don't set me aside. You know, Pastor Buck often says, Lord, let me finish strong right to the end. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. As I talk to you who are older, who are in your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. You know that your strength has been failing over the years.
Yes.
You can't pick up what you used to. You think you can do what you shouldn't do. You climb a ladder and become dizzy and fall off.
Break bones.
You break bones. I think back when I was 40 even, I wanted to show the children in my neighborhood who had just gotten a new trampoline how to do a backdrop. Well, I didn't do it right. At 40 years, I did a backdrop, and now today at the age of 77, I still suffer from hurting a disc in my neck, and my arms go numb if I keep my neck in a certain position. So you understand, don't you? And we say, Lord, don't abandon me when my strength is failing, when I have COPD, when I have cancer, when I'm coming to the end of my days and my heart is failing me, when I can't breathe very well, when I become anxious and fearful. Lord, don't abandon me.
Right.
And we know, beloved, that the Lord's going to love us right to the end. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, abide in me and you will produce much fruit. And the psalmist says, oh God, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I constantly tell others about the wonderful things you do. I had a grandma that was praying, and she sent me to the Good News Club, and we used flannel graph. You know, the teacher put up the different figures in the Bible and told the story of Jesus's crucifixion and how he had died to pay for my sin. And I believed as a little child, but the sin in my life hadn't started or accumulated until I was older. And it wasn't until older that I understood my need for a Savior. Yes. And that Jesus had paid the price on the cross, not only for the world, but me. It became personal. It became true and real. And the Spirit of God showed me the sin in my life, brought me to understand that Jesus loved me, that he died on that cross and paid the price for my sin. And I fell in love with Jesus, and I've been telling others ever since. Well, listen to what the psalmist says. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, the power to save. Have you been telling the younger generation what God means to you, how he saved you, what he's done for you? That's what we need to do, is tell the younger generation what God has done in our lives. Tell them the old history of the Bible. I had a grandma who taught me from the Egermeyer's Bible storybook for children, and I learned about Adam and Eve, and I learned about Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I learned about Jesus. And we need to tell others, don't we? Tell those that are coming up behind us your mighty miracles. I learned about Daniel in the lion's den and how God saved him. I learned about how the Israelites came out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea when God opened up the waters and they walked on dry land. Can you imagine? Gideon, and how Gideon put out several fleeces to God, and God showed him he was God and he meant what he said, and he wanted Gideon to go forth and do his work. So we need to tell our children, tell the children, your righteousness, O God, reaches to the highest heavens. You have done such wonderful things. Think back, beloved. I know you're going through troubles today, but think back. Hasn't God been faithful to you? Hasn't he brought you through waters, through fires, through floods, through all kinds of heartbreaking things? Yes, he has. You have done such wonderful things, God. You, who can compare with you, oh God? You have, now listen to this. The psalmist says, you have allowed me to suffer much hardship. Wasn't it in hardship, in affliction, that you sought him with all your heart?
Yes.
That was true for me. I ended up in a mental ward, and I came out saying, God, well, how did this happen? Where are you? I need you. And I began that search. I wanted to know God. Where was he? And was I supposed to put him first? Was I supposed to follow him with all my heart? How could I do that? And then he showed me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. All I needed to do was say, Jesus, I need you. I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Save me. Be Lord of my life. Be King. Lead me. Guide me. I need
yes.
you.
Amen.
And that happened April 4th, 1978. And I've told all of my family. I've told many people in the nursing homes. And I'll tell anybody that wants to know the answer to life, the answer to purpose,
the answer to
God is. It's all here in the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Why did he allow us to suffer hardship? Perhaps to draw us to himself. Perhaps to show others that we continue to trust and believe no matter what happens to us physically or even spiritually. We're going to go through battles with demons, but God brings us through every time. But you will restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth.
Yes.
This psalmist knows that he's going to be raised from the dead and given life, life eternal, because of God's love and faithfulness and gift of salvation through his Son. You will restore me to even greater honor and comfort me once again. I can tell you when I went through some trials or tribulation and I was made fun of and I was told to stop talking about Jesus, that God honored me and comforted me through that.
Yeah.
And the psalmist says, then I will praise you with music on the harp because you are faithful to your promises, oh my God. I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me.
Yes.
I don't know how that psalmist understood that he had been bought back, ransomed, that God paid the price for him, for us, through the gift of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so thankful that Jesus was willing to come as a baby, grow up as a man, die on the cross, be resurrected from the dead, and ever since interceding for me at the right hand of God the Father. I am so thankful, aren't you? And by his Spirit in us, if you're born again, we can't help but tell that precious story. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he paid the price for the sin of all mankind, but he gave us the free choice of coming to him and saying, Lord, I need you, I want you, and he will accept you. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Buck?
Amen. What a good word. What a good word.
Let's worship God.
Yes.
Tell others about him.
One of the things that I got out of this message is that the psalmist was getting very old.
Yes.
And he was looking back on his life. Now, I want y'all to listen to me as I close out today.
Listen.
Yes. As he was looking back on his life, he could see that when he was younger, he had strength.
Mm-hmm.
He could endure. He could work all day and most of the night and get by with just a couple hours sleep when he was younger. And he was able to do things through the Holy Ghost. He was able to maybe preach revivals, maybe build a church.
Yes.
He was able, or she was able, to watch over the grandkids. And then, One of the things you said, Pastor Nikki, as we come to the end of our days, sometimes we question, God, now that I can't do all these things, are you still going to love me and take care of me?
Yes.
Are you going to help me as I end, near the end of my life? And the answer is absolutely.
Amen.
I want to say today, before we sing this song and close out, what a wonderful message you preach. I want to thank the Lord that His Word, we go back thousands of years before Jesus was even born, and the Holy Ghost was speaking through people about Jesus. And today, Pastor Nikki brought the message of a person that could write these things as the Holy Ghost led him to write, and he had not experienced it yet. But yet God was there with him in old age. God is with you.
Amen.
In old age.
Yes.
So don't let a spirit of fear come in, okay?
Amen.
And let's give God the glory.
Yes.
That we were able to grow old and that we were able to experience His hand in our life.
Yes.
A person that dies young don't get to experience what we have, Pastor Nikki.
That's true.
So let's give God the glory. What do you say? We love you, and we pray we'll see you next Tuesday on The Good News. Thank you, Lord. I love you.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son.
But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Keep praising Him, beloved, no matter what. We love you.